Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Exodus chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant or his female servant, or his dog, ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So here we have it, a passage I'm sure most of us are familiar with, probably from a really young age as well, the giving of the Ten Commandments. Sure, this law of God is good, but our sinful nature hates these commandments. There is that old Adam within us that believes that God is holding out on us, and that these commandments come in and snatch our joy from us. As we see throughout the Old Testament, the Israelites certainly thought so time and time again. But today, are we so different? And maybe the bigger issue for us today is that we as Christians are embarrassed by these commandments. God's law tells us that we shall have no other gods. But how often do we shy away from this in our postmodern context, when we're told by society that there is no objective truth? You can believe in whatever God makes you feel good. God writes clearly his will for marriage between a man and a woman in the sixth commandment. But again, how many of us shy away from this confession of marriage when we're in social gatherings? The Ten Commandments show us who God is. The old Adam inside of us, if we're being honest with ourselves this morning, is embarrassed by him. We don't want to be called a bigot, so we cave. We shrug off the Ten Commandments, making excuses as we go. Yeah, God will understand if I let this little bit slide. I don't want to upset my extended family on celebrating the month of Pride on their Facebook. You know how all of these internal conversations go, perhaps all too well. Unlike the culture around us, that's always seeking to come up with new sins, God's word never changes. It is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The purpose of the Ten Commandments also remains the same. It shows us we will never earn God's favor. We will always fall short. When it comes down to it, love is at the heart of these commandments. God loves us and wants what's best for us. He wants to protect us from doing things that will harm our body and soul. Of course, though, in our sinful wisdom, we think we know better than God. We don't really love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. We don't love our neighbors as ourselves. If we really express this love to our neighbor, we would call on them when sin is present and invite them to join us in repentance. How often do we do this? How often do we consider our relationships with our family and friends more important than the Word of God? These commandments given here show us that, yes, we do need a Savior. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning, do repent. You have been given a Savior, Jesus Christ your Lord. He baptizes you in His holy waters. And you, the unholy, are given His perfect, holy, divine name. Christ keeps all of these commandments perfectly for you. He, as Dr. Martin Luther writes, becomes the greatest thief, murderer, adulterer, robber, blasphemer that's ever been in the world. Because He bears the entire sins of the world, all of your sins, every time you've broken one of these commandments, upon Himself, and He carries it to the cross. Christ is crucified for you. And Christ is raised from dead for you. And He gives you His death, and He gives you His victory. This is what true love is. Yes, we fear God's wrath and punishment, but we love and trust in His mercy and goodness. Mercy and goodness that dies for you and makes you, who are dead in your trespasses, alive again in Him. Therefore, this morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when these commandments accuse you, show you your sin, take refuge in Christ, your Savior. Repent. Come to His loving arms. Meditate upon His Word constantly. While our culture and world around us celebrate the things that are in conflict with God's will, remember and be assured that His Word is eternal. The will of God is always good. It reveals what is good, right, and salutary in this life. These commandments show you who you are in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Christ, in His steadfast love for you, is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. His perfection is yours today in Him. Therefore, let us in a few moments sing boldly our hymn this morning, especially these words, "To Christ we flee, who pleads for us endlessly. Have mercy, O Lord." In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Carl Mueller, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.